MPs are in line for a controversial £7,000 pay hike. Do you think they're worth it? The body responsible for setting MP pay is sticking by its recommendation for a 10% increase. IPSA, the Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority, says it'll introduce the change unless new evidence emerges. The increase would take annual MP pay. What are they getting now? £67,060. They'll go up to £74,000 a year. Are they worth that? Should they get more? Commentator, former politician Seamus Close with us this morning. Morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, and the journalist Brian Peel. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Should they? Is that about right? £74,000 a year? Should they be getting a 10% increase, Seamus, at a time when other people are being told there's no more money?
Yes, I think considering the job, and I think we always have to look and cost the job, and that's what the Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority have done. And I think that they've probably got it about right. The other thing I think that is very, very important to draw attention to, and this is the fact that MPs no longer fix their own salaries. For generations, MPs have been fixing their own salaries. They decided back in 2012, I think it was, that they would no longer do this, that they would hand it over to an independent body. And the independent body has been looking at this since 2012. So this is the final leg to the work that they've been doing.
But why are they worth another 10%?
Well, wait a minute. The whole thing, I think it's got to be borne out that the whole thing will not cost the taxpayer one penny. Because as well as increasing their salary from 67 to 74, the proposal is, and these are already in vogue, that their pension benefits will be reduced, that the cost of their pension will be increased, that the resettlement payments that MPs get, that's going to be scrapped, and their expenses are going to be tightened up further. So it's going to be cost neutral.
But it is a signal that is being sent out to the public when other people in the public sector are being told, you know, take nurses, for example, when they're being told you can get 1% this year, and they're looking at the very politicians who are telling them you can get 1% this year, and meanwhile, politicians are getting 10%. What type of message, Brian Peelan, does that send?
It sends out an appalling message, no doubt about it. I mean, first of all, when a group of workers, and people may quibble with MPs as workers, but they do work, secure pay rises. Who am I to oppose pay rises as a concept? But in the present climate, where the Conservative government are saying that we all must tighten our belts, and Cameron actually said in December 2013, he told the Commons that the body who sets a pay rise, IPSA, do need to think again, and unless they do so, I don't think anyone will want to rule anything out. In other words, Cameron will signal, he may disband or criticise or critique that body. And the other thing is that Cameron has said that he's against the pay rise, but he will accept it. And he won't use the Commons to force a vote on this issue. It would require changing the law, but it could be done. But with a slim majority, Cameron isn't going to carry a vote on this issue. So this is going to go through. And you also have to quibble with this idea of an independent body. The body who set it up came out of the absolute appalling mess of the expenses scandal. That's what it emerged out of. And the body had a very, very tight remit. There's nobody on the body from the trade union side. There's no real independence of that body.
Easy, Brian.
How they view it.
Easy, Brian, to knock the politicians today. But why should a politician get paid any less than, I don't know, a headmaster, a dentist? People at seen at the top of their profession.
Because
senior civil servant.
In this society, we have people on zero-hour contracts. That's in present climate. We live in very, very strange times. As the editor of the magazine View, I just bought an issue on child poverty.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Story, which talks about 100,000 children in Northern Ireland suffering from conditions of poverty, etc. We have seen what it calls...
You can't link children in poverty to the level of salary an MP could get. Let's be reasonable to them.
But people look at the context. We have seen the cuts in welfare. We've seen the cuts in the public sector. They've already signalled that there's huge more cuts to come. We've actually seen midwives going out on strike. We've seen all these things. And in the midst of this, this pay raise comes through. So one of the first things that the MPs coming back, a new parliament, is a whopping pay rise. I mean, a Labour MP has said, John Mann, a Labour MP has said, the decision to award a massive pay increase shows that Westminster still doesn't get it. It's the perception of it.
We have asked...
At a time of huge austerity, that this body is having a pay rise.
We have asked,
workers get pay rises.
We have asked the local political parties here in Northern Ireland whether they're going to accept this pay rise, right? So Sinn Féin, of course, they say that they don't take a salary. The Ulster Unionist Party, they've come back to us. They've said they're going to consider IPSA's proposals in full and consult their MPs. So we have no idea. Ulster Unionist not really telling us then whether they are going to take a 10% pay rise or not. The DUP, SDLP, we contacted them. Guess what? They have yet to get back to us. So are these parties? What about the Alliance Party? Have they not got back to us? They don't have any MPs. That's why we didn't contact them.
Well, why am I not surprised by that? Or why am I not surprised by, and this argument that Sinn Féin say and the other parties that Sinn Féin say that we don't accept salaries, how they distribute the salaries up to them, but they can issue a position on it. They can say something on it as a concept. They can speak on it. They can't just say, we haven't paid industrial wage salaries, and therefore we're not going to stay on
so
it.
So there's an interesting...
And the other parties have a duty to make their position.
Interesting situation, actually. Let's just look at this in its round, Seamus Close. Interesting situation for the DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party. If we look at welfare reform and how people are being told by certainly the DUP and the UUP, look, tell you what, you know, these benefit cuts that are coming in, some of them aren't great, but we've fought as hard as we can fight that this is what the Tory government are going to bring in. This is the best deal possible. And yes, some people are going to have to share the pain. In other words, we don't have as much money as we once did. Are those very same political parties, Seamus, taking an extra 10% into their back pocket?
Yeah, well, I go back to the initial point that I made. This is cost neutral. Now, I accept totally that the perception, the timing and all that is absolutely atrocious. I would also remind our listeners and all that, well, I think it was the Prime Minister who said that we're all in this together. But that's an issue that is aside to what the independent body was charged to do, and that was to assess.
They can choose to turn it down.
Yes, they can choose to do it. To turn it down, and I would recommend that they would do so. But the other point that has to be made, and that is that on the 7th of May, we all saw how absolutely brutal politics and the job of an MP can be. There are very few, if any, other jobs that would be so brutal in how they deal with people. One day they're in the job, the next day they're out. One day they're on 67,000. The next day they're rejected.
Well, that's not true. They're in a job for 5 years.
Well, I'm talking about election day. I referred back to the 7th of May when we had the election, when we saw the blood on the ground, that a number of people suddenly been left. And we've only got to look at the impact that can have on individuals who lose their seats.
Let me see what we're saying at home this morning. 0845 955 678. Mark in Lisburn. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen. I think it's a joke. I think it's an absolute joke. You know, don't get me wrong, these guys work, but they have huge teams under them that they get expenses to cover. You know, if you phone your MP, it's not your MP that writes a letter back to you, it's his secretary. And they usually have a stamp for his signature. These guys do not work as hard as other people. Now, some do, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that every MP is lazy, but a lot of them have these huge teams that are covered by expenses. Their home broadband's covered. Their housing expenses are covered. Their travelling expenses, their cars, everything. All of us out working General Joe's, even yourself included, Stephen, you have to pay for your own car, you know, unless you get a company car, but then you get heavily taxed on it. These guys are getting 60 odd grand a year plus this extra now. To do what extra? What extra are they going to do? I'll do it. I'll stand and I'll take 20 grand a year. And you know what? I'd be happy with that. And I'm sure there's so many other people out there that aren't greedy that would work and do it. Problem is, we're never going to get in because we're not going to get elected. It's greedy.
Of course it's greedy now. Why so? Who turns down a pay rise? Would you turn down a pay rise?
If I was an MP and I had my moral stance, I would turn it down. So, yes, 110%.
Why?
Because that money is better used for nurses, for schools. I have a friend of mine that you've actually been helping out, whose daughter can't go to her school. She lives in East Belfast and she's being given an option of a school in Ballycastle or else Coleraine.
So we're currently looking at that story, as you know.
Yeah, you are, and I thank you for that, by the way. But all of this is off the back of the fact that Liz Nishara got knocked down and Orangefield got closed because they don't have the money. Yet these MPs are taking that money. I'm sorry, there's no argument. I know you do a good job at devil's advocate, Stephen, but when you look at how children are going to...
There is an argument. So part of the argument, Mark, is that they didn't set this pay rise themselves. This is an independent body that's recommending the pay rise. That's part of the argument. The other part of the argument is some of these people, right? Some of these politicians, and I know quite a few of them quite well, some of them are some of the most intelligent people in this country.
And now, I don't
now,
dispute that.
Now, if some of them aren't, by the way, but if if you have, you know, if you've built up a career, what's wrong with a politician wanting to earn really good money? What's wrong with that?
The timing is right whenever the country can afford it. But can I ask why at this time, when they're on such a good salary, that this is required? I can understand. Why not make an MP pay, like the majority of the public sector or the private sector, be performance-related? Why not do a performance-related pay?
Well, the DUP haven't got back to us yet, Mark, so they might very well take this 10%. SDLP haven't got back to us. They might pocket the 10%. Ulster Unionist Party, they're consulting their MPs. They might take the 10% too.
But do you think that at this time, with the country being, and especially Stormont, which I know is a different organisation and stuff, but there's still MPs involved, parties involved. Do you think these guys have earned 10% extra on their wage? Do you think they've done something to earn this?
Michael, go ahead, Michael.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan. We're all in it together, by the way, as you know. Stephen, I would just like to take Seamus close up on a point there that he made.
We'll say good morning to him.
Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Seamus. You seem to be against the pay raise. And then all of a sudden you mentioned the 7th of May, how brutal it can be on a politician. 1 minute he's there and 1 minute he's not. Well, do you know what, Seamus? Tough, because nobody handcuffed him and dragged him up the Stormont, or nobody handcuffed him and dragged him over to Westminster. It was of their choosing.
It's still tough when you lose your job, Michael. Wise up.
Listen, come here. When you lost that job, and look at the pension you get. And look at the pension you get. Don't tell me a ways up.
You think of the public.
They have their noses in the trough.
You think, Michael.
Morning, noon, and night.
Well, no,
Mr.
they don't.
Nolan.
Well, no, they don't, for a start.
They
and
don't.
Also, and also think about the humiliation and the tragedy, the human tragedy for someone, Michael, that's standing up there on election night and the crowd's cheering because they have lost their job.
Stephen, these people know what they're going into.
These people are part of our community.
Stephen,
stop talking to them as if they're talking about them as if they're a different breed. They're
they
not.
They're a different breed.
Oh, wise up.
Oh, no, and you wise up and you smell the coffee. You wise up and you smell the coffee. They get subsidized this, they get subsidized that, they get subsidized everything, they get subsidized for a gardener to come in. Wise up.
No, they don't.
Michael, maybe part of the problem does lie with the MPs. Maybe they are not connecting enough with the ordinary, decent human beings whom they're supposed to represent. But
a politician
is considered to be worth.
A politician goes into politics, goes into public life, to feather his own nest. It's to help the public,
correct.
Who put him in power. So don't you stand there and say, oh, God help them, there's blood everywhere.
No, but Michael, how many of these people do you know that are not in it to serve you and the general public?
Who are not in it to serve? I'm going to tell you something. There's 650 MPs.
No, let's deal with the ones in Northern Ireland.
Hold on, let's give Seamus a bit of space. Hold on.
650.
Hold on, Michael. Go on, Seamus.
650 MPs at 600 quid.
Go on, Seamus.
Michael, I'm not expecting you to know the bulk of the 650. But there are MPs in Northern Ireland. Do you not feel that they are representing the general public, that they're working for the general public, and that they're doing the best that they can, generally speaking?
I would say 12.5% of them are.
Sorry?
12.5%. Where are you getting all this
12.5%
from?
12.5%
what?
Stephen?
Yes, Brian?
Can I come in here? All this, and I'd like to ask Seamus a question here. All this came from, and you said yourself an introduction to this independent body that was set up from this scandal. Now, what I want to know is, if the trade union movement decided, theoretically, to stop lobbying for pay and set up an independent body, or called an independent body to set up to look at its conditions, etc., say nurses, and this independent body was set up, and this independent body says, based on the exact same criteria that was used for the MPs about their wages, etc., and recommended a pay rise of 7%. Would the government implement that pay percent? Would they?
No.
Or would they say, no, we can't implement
that? They would say they couldn't afford it.
The experience to date would seem to suggest that they would say no, and they would be wrong in that. Because if you establish an independent body to assess a job, the worth of the job, and what the value of that job is, then yes, those responsible for paying the increases in salary should pay it.
But the point is, Seamus, it won't be paid. We know it won't be paid, that they would reject that. So here's another so-called independent body coming forward and recommending a 7% pay increase, and they're saying, yes, they're going to accept those recommendations. Do you not see we're living in very strange times, where we have people lying on the streets who are homeless in this present society? So I think what people have to say to themselves is, what is wrong with the whole picture? The whole picture seems askew, where you have huge cuts in welfare, huge cuts in the public sector, MPs getting a 7% pay rise, midwives out in strike. It's the picture we have to look at, not just the MPs. We don't agree, Seamus.
I agree that perception of it is all absolutely, totally wrong. But
Morris,
that is stepping aside from the issue that we are really discussing.
Morris Campbell says,
or not, the independent body has got it right in suggesting, recommending that their salary should go from 67 to 74.
Okay.
Are Seamus close?
Hold on, Michael.
Are there
Hold
any
on.
MPs on this?
Why is this man not listening to me?
Body?
No, there's not. Why is Morris Campbell tweeting me this morning? Morris says MPs are the talent of politics. How much is the BBC licence fee payer paying for your talent, Nolan? Says Morris this morning. Here's William. Morning to you, William.
Hello.
Go ahead, William.
Well, I'm a retired bricklayer.
Yeah.
And when the retired politician, sorry, I can't remember his name, said that it's hard because there's an election and they might lose their job.
Yes.
Well, I'm a bricklayer. I was a bricklayer. And I got paid by every brick built. So if it rained, I didn't get paid. The job maybe only lasts 3 months. I had to look for work.
Yeah.
And maybe had to go to England or else to get work. So don't let him tell me that he's a job guaranteed for 5 years and he's getting a big wage.
And if the SDLP, the DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party take this 10%, William, what message will that send to you?
Great. Because what is it to say? A storm is not fit for purpose? If I wasn't fit for purpose, I wouldn't be able to get work.
By the way, Sinn Féin could still take the 10% and redistribute it in a different way, I guess.
Well, what way are they going to distribute it? Now, what are they going to do? They say you don't get a wage. Well, do they not get paid at all in Stormont?
Oh, MPs don't get salaries at all.
Yeah.
The Sinn Féin MPs.
Yeah.
Because they don't take their seats.
Yeah.
All right.
Do they get a wage every...
So they're not... Well, no, they because they don't take their seats. I see. Okay. That's interesting. Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, my point is I would give them the 10% on one condition. All the MPs who have secondary jobs cancel their secondary jobs. For example, I read in the paper where one minister in Westminster was able to earn £330,000 as well as being an MP because he was a barrister. Now, everybody, I believe in one job for one person. That means everybody gets a chance at being employed.
All right, Jim, thank you very much indeed.